Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah.
And this is Jeevans, also known as John.
And I am your excellent, amazing, handsome host, Ethan, otherwise known as FlabZXE Gaming. And so that's who we are. You probably know that by now because we're in Season 2. But if you are new to this podcast, we want to welcome you. And you're going to have a lot of fun here. I'll just say that. But before we get into all the nitty gritty, we gotta have some chats. So, what have you guys been doing for the past week?
Oh, you know, working, drinking a lot of caffeine, which is probably not that good for me.
My caffeine is excellent for you.
All right, yes. It keeps me awake for a while, but then I find myself falling asleep at work.
But you don't need sleep if you got caffeine, right? Like it removes the need for sleep, and so like you're good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, here's the weird thing: I'm drinking like 200-300 milligrams of caffeine in a morning. I'm still falling asleep at work.
I have that same problem actually, where like if I, in order to fix my sleep schedule, I will like stay up later than I'm supposed to, because then I like. We'll go to sleep earlier the next night.
Right.
But my problem is, I will do what exactly Noah said, is I'll have like, I have these little packets that go in water, and it's they have caffeine in them. It's only 60 per packet, but I'll have like 3 of them. So if you add that up, it's around like almost 200. And I like sometimes fail. Like I'm supposed to stay up, but sometimes I'll like lay down just to stretch, and right. I'll fall asleep immediately, and I'm like, no, I ruined this.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that'll happen to me as well, is I'll be like, man, my sleep schedule is all good, but my back hurts, so I'm going to lay down, and then I just fall asleep.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how your body reacts to the caffeine.
Right. Yeah, also, like, caffeine, I mean, it affects some people differently, right? But the idea is that it doesn't, like, give you energy, it just stops you from becoming tired. So if you're already tired, then it's not really going to help.
Yeah, it's I think it's like it attacks the not attacks it, it like it hinders like the neurons or something that makes you feel. I'm not a science nerd, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But you're right. It doesn't actually make you energized. It just removes the tiredness if you don't already have it.
Right.
So. But John, what have you been doing?
I've been achievement hunting. I've been. Playing Skyrim because I'm like, I got like 500 hours on Skyrim and on Steam, and I don't have all the achievements, and I feel like maybe I should have all the achievements if I have over 500 hours of the game.
So yeah, that's pretty. I mean, I say that or you say that, but I have like almost 1,000 hours in FAZ, and I'm still missing 3 of them.
Right.
But to be fair, they are the hardest achievements in the universe to get. Like you have to be. It's the apocalypse challenges,
right?
Which are like. Putting the ghost on mega fast speed, you can't use flashlights. You're basically as slow as a grandma with a walker. It's just terrible.
Right. So. Yeah, that's definitely fair. Like the achievements I have left in Skyrim, they're not hard. They're just like kind of time consuming, and I never really felt like doing them. So I'm just like, right. I'll get around to doing this now.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mentioned a while ago, I think, now that I haven't been doing it recently because I've almost run out of games to do it with.
Right.
But I went achievement hunting as well. I think this was when John was gone. So this was when we were not doing the podcast. Well, you guys still got episodes, but we weren't recording them because they were all pre-recorded. So we weren't doing the podcast. YouTube was still maintaining its thing. But I was in a state where I was like, there was a couple of times where I was like, oh, I'm really bored right now. So I'm like, what should I do? So I just went through Steam and like, oh, man. I think the first game I did was a Simulacra, because that's a horror game. I'm like, you know, these achievements seem pretty easy to get. Let me go just do that. And I'm like, because I was never the type of person that would want to do that. And I found it incredibly fun, so.
Right.
But, go ahead now.
Actually, I have a lot of time in Minecraft, but I went and looked at the achievements, and I have, like, none of them.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Minecraft's achievements are a little baloney. Some of them are, like, it's not just like, oh, like, because their achievements are not even achievements. It's more like milestones. Because, like, some of them is like, oh, land a hit with an arrow while bouncing on a honey block. It's like, who's gonna do that normally in gameplay? Like, if you're a new Minecraft player, you don't even know what a honey block is. So who's gonna just randomly do that? It's only gonna be like experienced veteran players that are actually looking at that. Because what I mean by this, by the way, is for people that play Minecraft, they're like, oh, well, you can just look at the achievements and see it. That's one that's hidden. You need to do it first before it appears on your list. So who's gonna do that? It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So there's a couple like that that are stupid.
There are a handful of games that are like that as well. Like, where you'll look at the achievements and you'll be like, no one would ever even think of doing this unless it was an achievement.
Right.
Yeah. Like, there's one I actually just got that I didn't even know was an achievement up until I did it.
Which one was it?
I was playing Mafia 3, and I was doing a race. What I didn't know was in the race, there's a hill where you just jump over. And I just thought, okay, cool. That's kind of unique. I don't see that in many racetracks. Cool. Apparently, if you jump a certain height over said jump, that's an achievement in the game.
I mean, that would make sense.
Why the hell is that an achievement?
Because people like to go high.
Well, and also, like, I don't know, is Mafia 3 an indie game? Who made that game?
2K made that game.
Okay, so I wouldn't call them indie at all. Yeah. But, like, with indie games, for example, some of them just have, like, wacky achievements. Like, if you go into the Steam library for some, like, I love horror games, like indie horror games. I think indie horror is killing the market right now. A lot of indie creators are doing a fabulous job. So for, like, this one game I saw someone play, there's an achievement for waiting on the title screen for 10 minutes. Like, why? It's like, I have a feeling they just left that in there so that they could say, because I think the game only had 5 achievements. That was one of them. So I'm like, oh, maybe they just didn't want 4 achievements. They wanted 5 because it's a better number or something. I don't know. But I'm just like, why? That's such a random thing.
Yeah.
But as for me, I've just been, I'm actually going to be selling stuff on the eBays. Because I got some stuff I want to sell. There's a lot of old games, like Xbox 360 games, that I'm not obviously using anymore, that are in perfect condition, actually, so I'm able to get them for, like, sell them for a good price. And I've been reading some more. I'm on book 8 of the Fazbear Frights books, for any of you that pay attention to those. And actually, I found a new show recently, thanks to YouTube. YouTube Shorts, to be specifically. I found a new show that I'm watching, and I'm not ashamed of it, because I am not someone that watches shows, really. I don't like watching, like, Hulu, Netflix. I don't watch that kind of stuff. I don't even really watch movies unless it's Marvel-related. Even then, not even much anymore. So, there you go. Thanks, YouTube, I guess. YouTube knew what I wanted to watch, because it's a comedy. So, it's a good comedy. It's not, like, a terrible comedy. So, yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Cool.
But with that being said, we can probably move on to the headline that I got. The headline is interesting, and it's that there's apparently astronauts that are currently stuck in space, because NASA, as well as Boeing, I think, that they teamed up or something. There's a problem with their, they're stuck on the ISS. So I'm not sure if, the thing I read didn't explain what happened. It didn't explain why they're stuck. But apparently they're stuck. And the good part of it, though, is that SpaceX, aka Elon Musk's company, is going to rescue them with a space pod. So Elon's going to send a space pod up there. They're going to be able to go. It's going to dock with the ISS. They're going to be able to get it, and it's going to detach, and they're going to come back to Earth safely, hopefully. But the problem with that is that the space pod is not ready, and it might not be ready till 2025. So I'm hoping they, obviously, with space missions, you always bring, like, triple the amount of food you would normally bring, just in case something like this happens, so I'm assuming they're okay, in terms of that stuff, but I'm hoping, they're talking about January 2025, and not, like, November 2025, because that would be a little insane. Hoping for safe travels, both, to and from the capsule, because that's terrifying. Yeah, being stuck in space. Like, I love space, don't get me wrong, but I would hate to be stuck in it. With no easy way of getting back. So, no thanks.
Yeah, when you started telling us about that, I was like, you know, it sounds like the start of a horror game. Are you sure you're just not explaining a horror game?
Yeah, it's like Alien Isolation or something. Like, Well, now we just gotta wait for the alien to come into the ISS and attack it.
Right.
But yeah, it does sound like a horror game, because it's like, again, I wish news articles actually reported on what the current problem is and not like, oh, here's our solution. Like, I'm glad to hear the solution, but I want to know what caused it, because I want to know why something failed horrendously. My best guess is that their returning vessel, something happened to that, I'm assuming, because that's the only explanation of why they can't leave. Mm. But my only concern would be the 2025 thing. Like, they can't get a pod up there until 2025. So, again, hoping they mean January and not, right, like November or something later in the year, because that's terrifying. No thanks.
Yeah. Like, I like space.
What did you say, Noah?
As I say, like, yeah, I like space too, but to be trapped up there, yeah, I'm good. I'd rather be here.
As for, so people that have listened to the last episode, I think this is the last episode that I said this in, Mr. Beast has been under fire for quite a while. The internet has tried to cancel him once again. This time it's for, there's some reasons that are valid, and there were some reasons that are still still unproven that may or may not be valid. But the ones that are valid are pretty terrible. However, Ludwig himself has talked with Mr. Beast, and Mr. Beast has claimed to him that he will make a announcement once the, he said once the accuser's done accusing, and I don't know why you would wait for that, because like, if you have a solid case to prove them wrong, why would you not jump at the gun to be able to tell people that instead of waiting? I've never understood waiting for the right moment for that, because if you have a controversy that's very terrible, like, again, if you missed the last episode, TLDR is that a lot of women on the show, on the Beast Games, are being treated terribly. Someone even had a seizure and they weren't given medical treatment. That is literally a crime. So, terrible stuff, right? Those are valid, and those have been proven with screenshots, videos, and all this stuff from these women that are claiming it. So, with those specifically, because obviously there's a lot of stuff that are still unproven, like I said. But with those things, why would you not jump at the gun to say something about that? I'm not too sure I understand that tactic. But yeah, so that's still ongoing. So I'm hoping he comes forward with something, because it's, right, to me, it's a little sketchy that he's not doing that. Like, I would try and clear my name immediately if something like that happened, with evidence to counter what everyone was saying. So if he has that, maybe he doesn't. I don't know, but it's just strange to me. The whole situation's strange.
I feel like the only time someone says that they're waiting basically just means they don't have anything and they're going to come up with some bullshit.
Right. Not all the time. I've seen people do stuff before where the waiting was stupid, but they actually had evidence to counteract what people were accusing. So I don't know if, like, again, I don't know what, if he's trying to play 4D chess or something. Right. I don't think that would make a lot of sense, but I don't know. So just interesting. And obviously Mr. Beast is massive on the YouTube space, and we're me and John are both YouTubers. So it's kind of interesting to keep up to date with the YouTube stuff. Those are the headlines, and I don't have a creator showcase, so we're skipping that.
Cool.
Hey, Mike, the creator showcase is Jeebens again. Wow. Go check out his Twitch. There you go, folks. The creator showcase is the Provokers podcast. I heard they're great. They're a great podcast. You should go listen to it immediately. But anyway. So next episode, I have a creator showcase. I only have one, but we're pre-recording two episodes here. So I'm prioritizing the next episode for you guys. So yeah. But anyway, moving on. I was deemed the host from last episode. I totally forgot what last episode was, but it doesn't matter because I was deemed the host. And I mentioned in that episode that a game show was on the horizon, and that is correct. And it's actually, according to John in the season finale, it is his favorite type of game show that we're making a part two of.
I don't remember what I said.
You never remember what you say, John. But welcome to Name That Game Season 2. So welcome back to Name That Game. In Season 2, the rules are mostly the same, except for a few things. First of all, there is no longer a time limit. In this game show, we want to promote excellence, so limiting the time limit was for the best. You'll be given a badly but accurate definition of a game, and it will be up to you to decide what game it's talking about. As you might remember, points are not present in this game show, leaving money as the form of currency. You both start with $50 in your bank account. You can earn money by answering questions right, and then you can optionally spend money to buy certain perks. We will go over the perks later. You cannot say the same game as your opponent, as going first could provide an advantage, thus creating the buzzer word cake. So last time I think it was... I forgot what the last buzzer was. But this one's cake. Now you might wonder what cake has anything to do with games, but just remember, the cake is always a lie. Can't trust it. So let's go over the possible perks you can buy. So for $3, you can buy the first slot. First slot means you go first no matter whose turn it is, or you, meaning you get to say your answer first. The opponent, screw them, they have to say it after yours. For $5, you get the first two letters of the game. For $10, you get the first word of the game. And if you, some of these just don't have two words, so you might just get the entire name of the game if you use it wisely. And then for $5, you can spin the wheel. And all these perks are pretty self-explanatory, but the wheel leaves room for interpretation. So here's a list of all the possible perks you can get via the wheel. So your game genre revealed, opponent gets $5, double the money, remove opponent's perk, and then game company slash creator revealed. So the wheel is pretty powerful if you choose to use it. The only bad thing on here is that your opponent could get $5. But everything else is pretty good. In fact, the remove opponent's perk is pretty overpowered because let's say John buys the first word, Noah spins the wheel and gets the remove opponent's perk. John's just spent money for nothing at that point. So there you go. But that's only if he gets it.
Yeah.
If you answer a question right, you get $15. If you miss a question, you get to question your life choices. Halfway into the game, both players will get a bonus of $50. You'll be asked if you want to buy a perk before the question is asked. In the event that both players buy a first slot on the same question, whoever buys it first will have priority. So, like, let's say both you want to buy a first slot on the same question, whoever bought it first is going to get priority for that. Guess the name of the game, use perks to blitz ahead and don't lose. Good luck. So, do you both understand the game?
Yeah.
All right. I can't remember who won the... I think John won the first season of this game show, so... I think that I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong. So, like I said in the introduction, I'm going to give you a description of the game that is a terrible description for it, but it's still accurate. It's still accurate to the game, but it's a terrible description for it. And they're going to get harder and harder as the questions go on. So, and like I said, there's no time limit. So you guys are welcome to take your time for the questions, but are we ready for question one or game one? All right. Here is the description for game number one. Gymnastic 50-something dons black spandex outfit and chokes men.
Huh.
That is game number one, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Now again, just to remind you for the perks, you have first slot, first two letters, first word, and then you can spin the wheel. And to spin the wheel, I'm only going to go over if you actually spin it.
Wow.
So...
I'm gonna okay. Look at those two letters personally because I have an idea, but I want to make sure. You know what I mean?
First two letters, you got it. Okay. So let me send those to you. I'm gonna send it to, so just like the other game. I'm gonna send it to you through via Discord here. All
right.
Jeebus Phoebus. There you are. Okay. These are interesting first two letters. So those are the first two letters, my friend.
All right. Well, that is not what I was thinking. So.
Well, I guess it saved you from being wrong, I suppose.
Okay. I'm gonna cake.
Oh yep, good. What you got?
I'm gonna guess Spider-Man Miles Morales. Not Miles Morales, 2. I'm gonna go with 2. Final answer, Spider-Man 2.
Okay. Are you aware that I got you, okay. All right, so Spider-Man 2 is John's answer. No, once you get your answer, feel free. Unless you want to buy a perk, you can buy a perk as well.
Right. Yeah, I'll buy a perk.
All right, what do you want to buy?
First two letters as well.
First two letters as well, okay. Let's see what Noah gets out of this, because John got something interesting out of it. So again, I'm going to send it to you via Discord.
Yeah. No, I feel I'm not gonna tell you how to spend your money, but if you heard me say first two letters, and then heard me guess, you could probably figure out what the first two letters
are. I want to jump, in all fairness. Last game, I don't know if you guys remember this moment, but last time Noah got a G and an O and said Smash Brothers.
You so know what?
Really, it doesn't really matter what you could say.
That's fair.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you remembered that or not, John.
I did not remember that, but I do now.
I remember that vaguely.
I was surprised I remembered that, but here we are.
So there's you have your first two letters, so what are you going with? So you want me to read it again? I'll read it again for you. A gymnastic 50-something dons black spandex outfit and chokes men.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Emphasis on the choking the men part.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, John said Spider-Man 2, so you have to go with a different game.
Spider-Man 1.
Okay. Interesting, you both went for Spider-Man. That is incorrect, and the answer is Splinter Cell. I don't know if either of you have played that game, but that's a badly description of it. I think it's the chokes men part is the takedowns you can do in that game. I think that's why it says that. I think that's what he does to the final bad guy, so I think that's why it says that.
That's fair.
I didn't personally play the game, but...
Yeah, I didn't know, and I didn't love my It's a Spider-Man, but I'm like, SP, I can't think of any other games that start with an SP. So,
yeah, there's only a couple that were SP, because if it was SU, that could be anything, like Super something, like it could be Mario games or whatever. So, yeah. But are you ready for game number two?
Yep.
Just to give you a basis on your money, you both have 45 bucks.
Nice.
So, here's the description of game number two. Mutant marsupial kills dozens of animals in order to punish reckless scientists for harming animals.
Cake.
Okay, John.
I'm going to go with Crash Bandicoot.
Which one? There's four of them.
Oh, damn. I mean, I feel like almost all of them. I'm going to go with one. The rest would fit, I feel like. But I'm going to go with the first one.
All right.
Can I hear that description again?
Yeah. Mutant marsupial kills dozens of animals in order to punish reckless scientists for harming animals.
You know what? Feeling like another one might be accurate, but I'm gonna stick with my answer.
Well, you're already locked in. You can't change now.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with this. You can't change it once you say it, I think.
You know what? I didn't ask for your opinion.
No fighting on the game floor. No fighting on the game floor.
Alright,
Can always buy a perk or spin the wheel.
I'll spin the wheel.
Ah, we got a wheel spinner here. Alright. So spinning the wheel is only $5, and you can get really good value out of this if it lands on something good. So unfortunately, okay. I can't show you guys the wheel, because first of all, I can't show these guys the wheel either, but I can't show you guys at home, obviously, because this is a podcast. But I have a wheel here, and I'm about to spin it. So again, let's see what you get.
Give me $5.
It's not going to be $5. It already passed it. Ooh, double money. Okay.
Oh.
So you get $30 if you get this right.
Oh.
So if you get this right, you spend $5 to get 30. So you get $25 net gain out of this if you get this right. So
yeah.
Mutant marsupial kills dozens of animals in order to punish reckless scientists for harming animals.
I feel like his goal is not... His way of achieving his goal seems to be impractical.
Well, I was going to say too, Noah, that
mm-hmm.
not to sway in the right direction or anything, but John was very confident with his answer.
Yeah, I was actually thinking Crash Bandicoot too, but I think it would be the third one.
Crash Bandicoot 3. That one has a name? Is it just, or just Crash Warped. Bandicoot 3? Warped, yeah.
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 Is it Crash Bandicoot Warped?
Yeah.
Alright, one of you has the answer, actually. And I'm very surprised, because like there is four games. I haven't actually played all four, but this is the game that is. So the correct answer is the first one, meaning John gets the money. So Noah didn't gain the 25, but he didn't lose anything. So, I mean, he lost the 5, but he didn't lose any, like, he didn't lose anything more than that. He could have gave John $5, so there's that, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So John got $15, so there you go. All right, moving on. Are you guys ready for game number 3?
Yep.
So, John, you have $60, Noah, you have $40.
Get wrecked.
John, I wouldn't say much, because I think you were almost losing. You were losing for half the time in the last one. So yeah. I wouldn't say too much shit.
It is what it is.
Just saying. All right, This one, okay, this one's kind of, this one, these next two are kind of fair. I was going to say, game number three, John has a slight advantage, but game number four, Noah has a bigger advantage. So this kind of works out. We'll see what happens. But Noah could get this one, too. I'm not saying that Noah's not going to get game number three, but I just think John, I think, has seen this game before. So game number three. Space-age sailor goes from port to port seeking out desperate ladies/men/blue things with whom to dock his ship.
I have an idea. I'm going to go cake because I think it'll be funny if this is the answer.
Okay, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with Mass Effect.
Okay.
Do I need to give a specific one? Because they're technically R4.
If there's more, if there's multiple, then yes, I need.
Let's go with Mass Effect 1.
Okay. Sound funny over there now?
Just a description.
I don't think it's as funny as the choking the men part, but you know.
Yeah.
I do like the seeking out desperate ladies/men/blue things. I like that part.
Yeah, that's the perfect got me.
This one's almost a catch 22 because there, like, if I heard this. Because I know the game that it's talking about, but if I heard this, I would immediately say something else, and I'm gonna say that after Noah guesses because I think this is this one would trick me out.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say the name of that one fucking game.
You can go with Smash Brothers.
It's good when you it's good when you don't know the answer to the question and you're like, what was the name of that game that I have thought of?
Starfield.
Not the worst, guess.
So the answer I would give is Avatar. There is a game based on the Avatar movie, and when it's talking about ladies/men/blue things, I'm like, oh, maybe it's talking about Avatar. So I would say Avatar if I was just given this and didn't know the answer. But the answer was Mass Effect.
Nice.
Just the first one. That is like I said, I knew John would have a slighter advantage, but Noah's gonna have a slight advantage for this one.
Yeah, honestly, if you hadn't said blue things, I might not have gotten it.
These are not descriptions that I made. These are descriptions from other people.
Right. So. Well, that one also makes sense. It's because a lot of people like will have a joke that the game is more of a dating sim than a action game, which it's meant to be. But it's meant to be a bit of both. Because the character interactions and their dialogues and their character arcs are very important to the overall game. So
gotcha. All right, are you guys ready for game number four?
I suppose.
All right. Game number four's description: unstoppable super soldier escorts Lieutenant AI to humanity's most vulnerable hotspots.
You thought I'd have a fucking advantage with that.
Noah, if you don't get this, I'm going to be disappointed in you, yeah.
That doesn't sound like anything.
You actually gave this answer for a previous game that was incorrect at the time in the last episode, or in the last version of this game, that is now correct currently. So, yes, if you don't get this, I am very disappointed in you, because you've said the answer in the last episode, or in the last part one of this game show, and now it's the actual answer. And I know you've seen the game and played it.
Wasn't that like a year ago?
Unstoppable Super Soldier escorts Lieutenant AI to humanity's most vulnerable hotspots.
Oh, Cake Fuck, I think I know what it is.
I don't think Cake Fuck is the...
That's not the... I'll accept Cake if you say it.
Cake.
All right, no, what you got?
Wolfenstein?
Interesting.
Which one?
Wolfenstein New Order.
Okay.
All right. Well, I have absolutely no clue, so I'm gonna spend some of my money and get the first two letters.
Ooh. Okay.
Bitch.
I really don't know. It's very wrong.
First two letters. Let's see. Okay, that's $5. So first two letters here they're coming at you. Let's see. Okay. Yep. Those are the first two letters.
Okay. Well, this does not really narrow it down for me, but it does confirm the general games that I have thought of, because if I'm right, which I could definitely not be. I'm going to go Cake. I guess Cake doesn't really matter if I'm going second, but I'm going to say anyway. I'm going to say Halo Infinite. Let's go with that one.
Okay. The answer was Halo, but it was not Halo Infinite. The answer is the first one.
Yeah, I see differences.
So obviously Unstoppable Super Soldier is obviously Master Chief, and Lieutenant AI is Cortana. We had to escort her to the hotspot of the humanity. And I know Noah's played a good amount of the Halos because he's an Xbox boy. That's why I knew John might have had that. I knew John would have had a disadvantage because he's never played Halo. So.
Just because I have an Xbox does not mean I've played Halo. And
you literally said that you played Halo in the past, Noah. You want me to pull up every episode where you've mentioned that you've played Halo?
Yeah, most of those times were like 10 years ago.
Doesn't matter, you played it. Noah's just salty you lost. So anyway, John, you didn't get it though. So you did, because you said Halo Infinite, which that one's just all about, I forgot what the plot of that one was. But it was, Master Chief was like fighting against her at that point.
Interesting.
But anyway, so moving on to game 5. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
Yep.
So just to give you a synopsis of your money, John, you're at 70. No, you're at 40. So game number 5 description. Second Earth-based life forms to develop weapons, tech constructs a bitter civil war.
Can you read that again?
Sure. For $5.
No, fuck you.
Second Earth-based life forms to develop weapons conducts a bitter civil war.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I have absolutely zero clue.
John, this is something you've played because I don't think I've played this.
Well, it's potentially I've played it.
He doesn't know what the game is yet.
It is explained poorly. So that's the whole idea, is that we don't know for certain.
And you do have $70 to spend, John, if you're curious.
I do have $70 to spend. I have, like, absolutely zero clue, because I, like...
Can I get the first two letters?
You sure can. These are going to be interesting first two letters. So we'll see how this plays out. So again, coming in the Discord, those are the first two letters.
I guess it doesn't help you, huh?
It might. I mean, with the letters that he was given, there is like not a lot of games that start with that. So
there's actually quite a few I can think of, but I don't know if any of them are fucking right.
Well, that's kind of the point.
I mean, it's significantly better than some words like TH that John got in the first game.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with I'm gonna be a high spend here, right? And I'm going to ask for the first word of the game.
Okay.
Oh.
Noah, you might want to answer while I'm giving him this. Just saying.
Cake.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft.
Okay, John. Here is your first word.
Oh. I understand now. it's worms.
Alright. And, big surprise, John, that bought the first word is correct. So there you go. so that's one of the ones where if you get the first word, it doesn't, like, it's like there's only one word to that game, so you're not gonna get, more precise than that at that point. Alright, game number 6. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Here's the description for game number 6. Irritating cousin drives man of peace relative to murderous crime spree.
Interesting.
What?
What?
You speaking gibberish over there now?
I think he is.
Irritating cousin drives man of peace relative to murderous crime spree.
Okay, so it was definitely what I initially thought.
Yeah, in case you're curious about your money, John, you have 75. Noah, you have 35.
He really does not have a whole lot of money left.
It's because he hasn't gotten a single one right yet.
Yeah, well, I'm trying over here.
Yeah, irritating cousin drives man of peace, relative, so it's a relative, to murderous crime spree. Whoever wants it. No, I can't say it.
I'm gonna do another high spending one because I have an idea of a potential answer, and I think the first word would give it to me if I was
okay.
Right.
So. Spending $10 for the first word again. I have a feeling that the first word would help you narrow it down for sure. I'm not totally convinced that it might.
Maybe not would give it to me, but if I am right, okay, yeah, I was not fully right, but I do have an answer now.
All right.
I'm going to go with cake, and then I'm going to say Grand Theft Auto 4.
Okay.
Okay, that's not the direction I was looking, but okay.
Well, now Noah, like, put two and two together here. If he got the first word, you know Grand is the first word. So, like, at this point, yeah, you gotta use that to your purpose here.
Well, now it's like it could be Grand Theft Auto, but which one could it be?
Well, you know it's not 5. You know the story of 5.
Yeah, the story of 5, definitely fucking not. The story of 4, like, kind of forget because it's been a while.
Well, you can't say 4 anyway because John said it.
Yeah,
it might be one the very terrible top side game.
But then there's also like Grand Theft Auto. What was that? San Andreas.
San Andreas too. Yep.
City, yeah. I haven't played.
Like, there's those. So like there's those. Like I said, or two. I'm gonna go with Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
All right. The correct answer was Grand Theft Auto 4. Yeah. So that was the correct one.
I don't know if annoying is the best word to describe his cousin, but
he says irritating cousin.
Irritating. So it's just
like, yeah. Mm. Well, they're described badly, so I don't say.
That's true.
so okay, this one. So game number 7. Here we go. Here's the description of game number 7. A group of god-awful actors vie for the worst performance award while staying at a local mansion.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a cake here. Because okay. I think my answer is funny if it's not correct. And that's what we're going for here. I'm going to go with Until Dawn.
All right. So, yeah, a group of god awful actors vie for the worst performance award while staying at a local mansion.
Oh Jesus, that's not a bad answer, actually.
It's a very interesting answer for this. Ugh. Although I will say, because I am the game master, they stayed in a cabin, not a mansion.
Yeah, cabin, not a mansion. Poorly, though.
Oh. Well, yeah, but I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if John's played this. I know he's played the series this revolves around, but I don't know if he's played the specific game. But John's already said his answer. He can't say anything else at this point. So
yeah.
Hey, if I'm not correct, which it's starting to sound like I'm not correct. I'm gonna
save you the trouble. You're not correct. You're wrong. It was not Until Dawn.
It's funny. That's all that matters.
The only reason I'm saying that now instead of what after is because Noah's losing so horribly. I want to give him some help here. It is not Until Dawn or anything related to Until Dawn.
Oh, I had a feeling it wasn't.
Okay.
Because it doesn't even sound remotely correct because Until Dawn was in a cabin.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I don't think you've played this game series, so you might want to spin the wheel or spend some points or something.
Yeah, I'll spin the wheel.
You want to spin the wheel again? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
It's only $5 to spin the wheel, and you could get greatness out of this. See what you get. Ooh, game creator revealed. Okay, that might help a lot.
Okay.
And you are allowed to look. So when I give you the creator, you are allowed to look to research what games they made. That is in the rules that you're allowed to do that. Because otherwise, okay, if you have never heard of the game creator, you're like, well, I don't know who the hell that is. So,
you know what? I have an idea of what it actually is, but we'll see.
I need to make sure who this is. Yep. Okay. So I'm going to give you both because it's game company slash creator. So I'm going to give you the company that was behind it as well as the name of the creator because the name of the creator might not help you all that much.
Okay.
But like I said, you are allowed to research who made it. Or like who, like what you, well, you're allowed to research like what games they've made. So, okay, so the first part is the guy, is the person that made it, and the second part is the company. So there you go. This might help a lot because I mean, cool. It depends, but yeah. Otherwise, Noah was totally screwed. I don't think he's played or even really watched anything about this particular series. Motorcycles is chiming in. What's your answer?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm assuming you're looking up who that is.
Of course I am.
You come up with an answer yet? I'm gonna take the silence as a no. So John, if you you're not gonna get, while Noah's going, you're not gonna get points at all. But what? So you said that you, now that you realized Until Dawn was wrong. What you had an idea?
Another idea. I again don't think it's correct. Mainly because of the rest of it, but the mansion part would fit is Resident Evil. Mm. The first one. Is that the only one that takes place in a mansion?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few things it could be with who you gave me. I'm actually going to go with Resident Evil.
Right.
Okay. The correct answer is Resident Evil. That is the correct answer. So Noah just got $15. There you go. So yeah, that is correct. So I haven't played Resident Evil, so I'm assuming it's talking about the personalities in the game and not actually the actors or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the first game, the very first game before they remastered it, and even then it wasn't very great. The line deliveries and the lines in general are a little cheesy.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense.
That could be it.
It's definitely not what the plot is about, but that's...
Yeah. Well, moving on to game 8. Here we go. I don't have time to badly explain what I don't have time to badly explain.
That's helpful.
What do you mean? Josh, a little sarcastic there, my friend. What do you mean that's not helpful?
The description's what?
I don't have time to badly explain what I don't have time to badly explain.
Interesting.
I feel like the brain cells in my brain were just taken and rubbed together until it mush.
Okay.
This is one of the games on this list that unless you use points to get it, there's no chance that you guys get this.
You know what? I'm gonna use points because we're getting far into it and Noah is far behind, so I don't have really that worry about using my points.
He's not that far behind anymore because he just got
that's
points
true.
For the last one.
But I'm gonna get the first word again because that's usually a good helpful one.
Noah, what did you want?
I asked for the same thing he asked.
Okay, you want the first? So because Noah's losing, I'm gonna give it to him first.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Fair so is fair. Noah,
here, I don't know if I'm trying to think if this would help Noah or not. I think it might. I don't know if he's would know what he's gonna about to see here. But that is the first word, friend.
Oh. So
I'm giving John his, you have a chance to buzz in, so.
That kind of helps, okay.
That is the first word.
I'm gonna go with cake before Noah does. I don't know why he didn't buzz in. I'm going to say Destiny 2. I don't know if Destiny 1 is very much different, but I'm going to say Destiny 2.
Okay. Noah, my friend, you really only got one option. Because there's only two. There's no other game that starts with Destiny. There's games that end with Destiny. But there's only two Destiny games, Destiny 1 and Destiny 2. John's already said Destiny 2, so...
Cake, Destiny.
All right. Well, Destiny 1 is correct. So, Destiny 1 is correct. Destiny 2, so I don't have time to badly explain, is a huge plot line in the game in Destiny 1. Because a lot of characters use that as a catchphrase and they say it during the moments of the game. So that's why that's there. But Destiny 1 is correct, meaning Noah gets the points for that.
Mm.
So there we go. All right, Noah, you're back up to... You guys are... Now Noah's catching up again. He's at 50, John, you're at 65. All
right.
So keep that in mind. Moving on to game 9. So here's the description. Teenage girl goes shopping, then is later pursued by a crazy cult.
Fun.
Okay.
So let me read it again. Teenage girl goes shopping, then is later pursued by a crazy cult.
Interesting. Okay. You know, I'm gonna spend a little less money, but still spend money, of course. and I'm gonna get the first two letters.
Okay. You don't want to spin my wheel?
No.
What do you mean you don't want to spin my wheel, John?
Well, I don't want to give Noah money.
You think that's what you're gonna get?
It could happen. You know, with my
luck, it's a 1 out of 5 chance.
I have bad luck. You need to understand.
Well, there's only one way to test it, John. There's only one way to test it. These letters might help you. I'm not too sure. That was your first two letters.
Okay.
And no, it's not a Spanish game.
That is a thank you. Thank you for that. I'm glad to
get it. Just wanted to make sure you're aware of that.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for the first word.
First word, big spender, or are you? Okay. That is the first word, friend.
Cake.
Oh. No.
Silent Hill.
Which one?
First one.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna go with Silent Hill 2 then.
Oh, that's painful because Silent Hill 3 is the answer.
I didn't know it was the third one.
Yeah, I think there's only 3, but yeah, Silent Hill 3 is the answer. Oh, that hurts because you both spent a bunch of money to make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Noah did spend more than me, which is all that really matters. If you think about it.
I mean, he's down to 45 and you're at 60, so you're still decently close. You're still like 15 points away almost, so
yeah, not that much.
All right, game 10. Mm. Here's the description. Some psycho dude kills a shit ton of people because someone tells him to do it on a phone call.
Huh.
So I'll read it again. Some psycho dude kills a shit ton of people because someone tells him to, someone tells him to do it on a phone call.
Wow, that is... Well, Psycho Dude is fairly accurate if he kills for that reason.
I don't think... this is one of the games... Like, there's a couple games in here that I'm like, there's no shot these guys get this unless they spend points. So take that with as you will. You're welcome to just throw a shot in the dark.
That's fair, because... there's one game that I can think might be considered the answer, and I don't remember the name of it, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna spend points. I'm gonna have the first word.
First word, okay. This first word is very interesting, so let's see if what you do with that.
Oh, I feel like I might be right with what I was thinking, but I still don't know the name of the game.
Oh, John's battling, he's having a civil war over there with himself.
Oh man. Okay. Is it cake?
Uh-huh.
This is definitely, I'm thrown with this one. Is it Hotline Killer?
Okay. So, Noah, you know the first word now. So, take with that as you will. He said Hotline Killer.
The first word is Hotline?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that gets rid of what I was thinking.
Was it Smash Bros? Was that what you were thinking?
No, I'm thinking Super Hot Hotline.
Oh.
Yeah. Motherfucking games start with Hotline.
There's a pretty big one, but again, I don't think you guys played it.
The one that is the answer is a game that starts with Hotline. Now, I feel like you want to go double or nothing.
That's not like I spin a fucking wheel.
You must spend the wheel, and they go double nothing, and they get nothing.
Yeah, you can only get double money on the wheel.
Yeah.
But you can also get game genre revealed, you can get game company revealed, you can remove a perk from John, all that stuff. So what do you got?
A Hotline Control, I don't know.
That is incorrect, and John, you're also incorrect, and I'm sorry to say, you probably were battling yourself there, but Hotline Miami is the name of the game.
I had heard of that. I didn't know that was a game. I was like, Hotline Miami is called out to me, but I think that's a movie or a song.
They might have made a movie out of it. I don't recall. So, yeah. That has brought John to 50, and Noah to 45, so they're pretty close again. Because John spent $10 for the first word, and it didn't actually, well, it helped him, but it didn't give him the right thing. So, Game number 11. A guy saves a Disney princess, starts a civil war, kills a priest, explores the multiverse, and drowns.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Explaining the entire plot of the game right there. So a guy saves a Disney princess, starts a civil war, kills a priest, explores the multiverse, and drowns.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think it's fucking Mario now.
Do you think it might be Smash Brothers?
You think it's Smash Bros. Over there?
I do have an answer that might be accurate for three of those events.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I see why when in the first half Noah's thinking Mario, because saves a Disney princess, she's definitely a damsel in distress speech, right? Starts a civil war that's between Mario and Bowser, I guess. Kills a priest, though, I don't think really fits. Explores the multiverse, you can say that because if you die, you restart the level and stuff, so you can say it. And then, but drowning is not part of it.
Well, if you fail in the water levels, you'll drown.
No, that's 3D Mario's. That.
Yeah, that's a whole different Mario.
Yeah, like you freaking had the answer.
So either we got an answer for a guy saves a Disney princess, starts a civil war, kills a priest, explores the multiverse, and drowns.
The only problem with the game I have in mind is I have to choose a particular game, and I don't
know. You want the first word, Noah?
Yes.
Okay. This is a very interesting first word, so have fun.
I don't think he was expecting whatever the first word was.
Oh, fuck me. You've talked about this game before. Cake.
I don't know if I have, but sure, go ahead.
BioShock.
Which one? There's three of them. There's BioShock 1, 2, and Infinite.
I forgot there's three of them.
Yeah.
If
you count the remasters, there's like five. But the mainline games, if that's what you're looking for, is there's 1, 2, and then Infinite.
I think it would be BioShock 2.
Okay. Well, John, similar situations no one was in before. You have been revealed basically the first word as well. So
yeah.
Take that as you will.
I have played BioShock 1, and it doesn't sound like it's accurate. So I'm going to go BioShock Infinite.
All right. BioShock Infinite is correct. So there goes that.
Nice.
But there you go. So yeah, John's at 65, Noah's at 35.
If Noah hadn't gotten the first word of BioShock, my thought line was thinking about Kingdom Hearts, because I feel like the series as a whole, all of those things happen at one point or another. So
there was a Kingdom Hearts 1 on the website I took it from, but I avoided it because I hate the game, so I didn't bother.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, game 12. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
A bunch of stereotypes get chased by a bunch of old miners on a mountain.
Huh?
A bunch of stereotypes get chased by a bunch of old miners on a mountain.
It's an oxymoron, really. Old miners?
Yeah.
Did you say stereotypes?
Yeah, a bunch of stereotypes get chased by a bunch of old miners on a mountain.
Learn to hear it, Noah. If I knew more about the game I have in mind, it would either confirm or deny what I'm thinking. Sometimes, like, games will just appear in my mind when we're doing this. I'm like, that can't be right. Usually it's not.
Noah's having an inner battle, not trying to say Smash Brothers for every game.
Screw you.
What did you say, Noah? I'm the host. What did you say?
No, I'm not.
Not to rush it, but we do got to speed this up a little bit. So.
Yeah. I could spend money. I feel like that's the
you
smart
have
thing
65.
To do.
Let me just stop that. Yeah, you have 65. Noah's 35. So.
I'm gonna take a shot in the dark here.
All right.
Interesting.
Deep Rock Galactica.
What?
Interesting.
You know, because I'm winning, I'm gonna go with the first word.
First word, okay. Interesting.
I feel like this is not accurate, but gotta go with it. Until Dawn.
All right, Until Dawn is correct. And the reason it is correct, John, is because the Wendigos are the previous miners.
At least the majority of them. Yeah.
The one at the end is Hannah, but a lot of the ones that Mike faces are all the old miners.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played that game, and I actually literally just yesterday listened to an hour long video essay about it. I completely forgot that there was more than just Hannah. So I was like, they're not miners. There's only one of them.
Yeah, no, Hannah's the main one at the end, but yeah.
And my thoughts were on The Quarry, which is not a sequel, but made by the same people, and it was originally going to be a sequel. And I was like, mining, quarry, that sounds about right. And then I was like, it's actually Until Dawn.
Right, yeah. But moving on to game 13. So here we go, here's the description. Four underpaid workers are forced to do manual labor while trying to survive their corporate overlords.
Cake.
Noah?
Lethal Company.
Alright.
I feel like that's accurate. At least the description fits it. And so I'm gonna just say, moving out is my answer.
I mean, to be fair, that could fit as well. But Lethal Company is correct. Yeah. So there you go. Noah just blitzed ahead. He's at 55 now. John's at 70. So there you go. Moving on to game 14. Child goes to a school with a bunch of disabled kids and tries to murder them all in different ways.
Huh. Jesus fucking. Oh, cake.
Noah?
Kindergarten.
Which one?
It's the same premise and
both. No, they're not. You have not played both games then.
Okay, Kindergarten 2.
Alright.
I could feel like it could easily be Kindergarten. But is the question. I don't know why I'm questioning it so much. If Noah's wrong, then I'm wrong too, so Kindergarten.
Kindergarten 2 is correct! Damn. Noah is on a hot streak right now, and now you are both tied. So there you go. So you both have 70 bucks right now. However, you're about to get 50 bucks because it's, as it said in the thing earlier, you get 50 bucks for the halfway point, basically. So now you're both up to 120. You have 120 bucks.
Nice.
All right. It's getting hot in here. All right. So game 15. A confused young woman goes through time and space just to complete basic puzzles.
Cake.
John?
I'm going to go with Life is Strange 1.
Okay. Son of a bitch.
A confused young woman goes through time and space just to complete basic puzzles.
Well, that's what I was going to fucking say.
But you did it.
Fuck you, bald boy.
But is he even on the right path?
That's I could be completely wrong. You do realize this now.
Yes, I realize you could be wrong, but also that other games that I know of about young woman traveling through time would be something else, but I could be wrong.
Well, you won't find out until you say it.
Yeah.
I'm here with Cake, Control, I've
got it. Is it time travel?
Control?
Maybe.
There is like a manipulation of time and space, so yes. The answer is unfortunately not Control. That's a good answer, actually, because that would fit. I don't know if she's confused, though, and that's maybe the only part that's wrong. The answer was Portal, the first one. So when it's saying time and space, it's talking about the Portal gun.
Yeah.
I knew you both have heard of Portal, and I think John's played it, but I don't know if you guys would get it.
Just played Portal not too long ago.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next game, game 16. We're almost at the end. A mute man goes in all sorts of directions because some random guy told him to.
Mute man?
So, basically, any game with a silent protagonist.
Well, Mute Man goes in all sorts of directions because some random guy told him to.
Random guy.
There's another description for this, because there's two descriptions for this game. But one of them was so, like, if you have seen the game or played the game, you would instantly know it. I'm like, well, I feel like that's a disadvantage if someone that's played the game that has not played the game.
I'm going to go cake. Yeah.
John?
And I'm going to go with getting over it.
That's actually not a bad answer.
It's another one I have in mind, but I absolutely hate this description if it's the one I'm thinking of.
The game genre would probably help, but that's on the wheel, so.
Yeah.
Actually, the game creator would help even more, which is also on the wheel. So.
I'll spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel, right, Noah. Do it.
He's spinning it.
Give me money.
I don't know. Even if I don't know if he'll get it. We'll see. Let's see what he gets. You could just get double money again, too. Does he get it? Okay, it's not $5. I just passed. Game genre revealed. There it is.
Okay.
I immediately know what genre this is because I played the game.
Noah's about to be like, John.
Okay, I'm going to be completely honest. I almost just wrote the name of the game instead of the genre. It's fine. It's fine.
It's all good.
Okay, so that is the main genre of the game, Noah. So with that in mind, I'm going to read it to you again. Mute Man goes in all sorts of directions because some random guy told him to.
Sound confident over there.
I mean, it's a genre that's not vague, but it's not very concrete either. It's like there's a lot of games that have this as the premise.
Right.
Yes, there is.
But there's only one really game that kind of describes this one. So.
Fair.
No, you're on a hot streak. You might as well just go with your gut, because that seems to be working.
God.
You got an answer over there, bud?
Fuck it. I'm going to go with Skyrim.
All right. I don't know if that's the genre, but sure. The answer was the Stanley Parable, the first one. So he's a mute man that goes in all sorts of directions because a random guy told him to. The genre that I gave Noah was Walking Simulator, because that's what it is.
You guessed Skyrim?
Yeah, I don't know.
Played the Stanley Parable.
But you've heard of it, though. I know you've heard of it.
I have played Skyrim, and Skyrim isn't a walking simulator.
But you have a Silent Hill playlist.
Sure, but okay. Game 17. Here we go. A random assortment of colorful characters tries to stop their ride from blowing up before they can reach their destination.
Among John? Us.
Son of a bitch.
A random assortment of colorful characters tries to stop their ride from blowing up before they can reach their destination.
That sadly actually fits really fucking well.
I know, right? I'm a genius over here.
Are you?
I might not be, but I feel like I am.
I just want to stab you.
No, well, I don't think you would want... No, I don't think you need to. I really don't think you need to.
Sounds like I'm not accurate.
I'm just saying, no, I don't think you should be concerned of what John just said.
I feel like it's accurate, but I guess not right.
I don't think it's accurate at all. Because also, first of all, we had Among Us in the first season, so I'm not going to give it to you again.
I don't remember what happened in the first season.
Well, that's your fault.
Colorful.
Yeah, a random assortment of colorful characters tries to stop their ride from blowing up before they can reach their destination. And this is a game you've played, Noah, so if you don't get it, I'm going to be disappointed.
I'm going to laugh. Did
you say I'm going to laugh? You're going to laugh.
Cake.
Uh-huh.
Left 4 Dead 2?
Okay, I mean, I don't know if that fits it. The answer was Unrailed, guys. Unrailed, you know, the game where you have to blow something and you freaking blow it. You don't want it to blow before you reach your destination. You know that game?
That's a good
one. More focused on blowing
Yeah, no, the group of colorful characters might throw you up, but then it tries to stop their ride from blowing up before they can reach their destination. And even if this was Among Us, it'd be terrible because they don't try to stop their ride from blowing up; they try to stop them from murdering each other. So it's not even close.
Well, if you succeed by task completion, then you stopped from blowing up.
But there's not they're not riding, and like a lot of the maps aren't even on a ship. There's only two of them that are on the ship.
Well, so I didn't say it was right.
Anyway, awesome. Game 18, moving on. A group of friends drive to an obviously haunted location to try and make friends with a ghost.
Cake.
Seems like a good choice.
Noah?
Phasmophobia.
Mm. Not right. Really making friends with the ghost. The ghost is trying to murder you. That's not saying that's necessarily wrong, but I don't know what the right answer would be. Group of friends go to a obviously haunted location to make friends.
Yeah, I can read it for you again. A random group of people. No, no, that's not the right one. Hang on. Give me a second. A group of friends drive to an obviously haunted location and try to make friends with the ghost.
You know, I'm gonna be risky. I'm a gambler in these sorts of games, apparently. Okay. I'm gonna get the first word.
First word, okay.
Anyways.
John, I hate to crush your spirit here.
It's not gonna help, right?
But it's gonna help, but I don't think it's gonna help very much for you.
That's great.
Because that is a word. That is a word.
I know.
Sometimes Google Docs says that it's not, but it actually
is. Yeah, Google Docs is freaking stupid, so who even
cares? No, God, I didn't crush your spirit there, bro. Yeah, yeah. You just spent $10 for nothing, I think.
Let's go with Until Dawn again. It might be that.
You just said Smash Brothers. You can't say
fucking times.
So Noah, the answer is phasmophobia. So when he bought the first word, I gave him phasmophobia. So he came. I was waiting to see what he was gonna say to that. So phasmophobia is correct, meaning John just spent $10 for that, and Noah gained 15 because he got it right. So Noah is at 130. John's back at 110. So John's losing for the first time. But John, you should have said Smash Brothers. You would have
said Smash Brothers.
Anyway. Okay, moving on to game 19. A random group of people somehow end up in a damp and yellow place and need to escape horrific creatures.
Damp and yellow?
Noah place. Said it.
Back rooms.
That's not the name of the game.
I don't actually know the name of the game. I think it's like Back Rooms with Friends. Yeah.
So there's within the back rooms, there's inside the back rooms, there's escape the back rooms. Those are your main choices here.
I think it's escape the back rooms.
Okay, because I can't accept Back Rooms with Friends because that's not the name of a game.
I didn't actually know any of the names because I've only ever heard about Back Rooms. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I'm gonna go into the back rooms, whatever one was terrible.
Inside the back rooms is the name.
That's the one, inside the back rooms.
So while that is correct, John, that's not the game we were looking for, because the answer is actually Escape the Back Rooms, okay. Meaning Noah got it right once again.
No one even knows what the name is called.
Don't tell me about it. So Noah's at 145, John's still at 110, so, I mean, we still got a couple more left here, but we'll see what happens. So moving on. To game number 20, a group of people burn wildlife alive in a fruitless attempt to banish a demon.
Fun.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay.
John?
I'm going to go with Devour.
Okay. So a group of people burn wildlife alive in a fruitless attempt to banish a demon.
Only Noah could play Devour.
He did play Devour.
I played Devour. Do you not remember the session I had?
Yeah, really helpful. So
I'm sorry that you were capable of moving me 2 frames a second.
That wasn't even 2 frames. You were at like 1 frame per second. Let's be generous.
Yeah. That was barely moving a goddamn inch in that motherfucker.
I was hilarious, though, because there was an episode titled Noah Sacrifices Himself, because we just sacrificed you because you were not doing anything.
I couldn't do anything. There was no way I could.
No, you did. You could do something. You got sacrificed. You could be sacrificed. You could be sacrificed.
You could die, is what you could have done.
Yep, and die I did.
Okay, anyway, so that's the description. So a group of people burn wildlife alive in a fruitless attempt to banish a demon.
I feel like it could be Devour too, but this bastard.
Yeah, you can't say Devour because John already said it.
Yeah.
I would just go with whatever.
Slenderman.
Sure. The answer was Devour.
It was actually Slenderman.
It was Slenderman. I'm rigging it, guys. No, so it's Devour. So John got some points, but Noah's still in the lead with 145. So there you go.
No, just fail.
Moving on to game 21. A completely despicable killer gets trapped in hell and has to try and survive endless torment from people that hate his guts.
Cake.
John?
I'm going to go with FNAF Ultimate Custom Night.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking Doom, but okay.
Guess I gotta be accurate. Is that your guess now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go. Okay, which Doom are you going with? Just the first one?
Doom Eternal.
Okay. The answer is Ultimate Custom Night. Yeah. FNAF Ultimate Custom Night, whatever you want to say. Because that's obviously talking about Afton. So John gets 50 more points. He's still behind, though. He needs one more question right to get ahead. Actually, he'd get ahead with it. So John has 135. Noah has 145. So Noah's still in the lead. Moving on. Game 22. A kid gets a part-time job and the whole neighborhood tries to kill him for it.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, when I get a part-time job and the whole neighborhood tries to kill him for it.
Yeah, a kid gets a part-time job and the whole neighborhood tries to kill him for it.
I feel like...
Here's a bonus thing, because I don't think you guys have played this game. The Grim Reaper also tries to murder him, too.
Fun. I don't know if that helps.
I don't think that's why I said it, because I don't think it's going to help, but it's a fun fact that the neighborhood's trying to kill him and the Grim Reaper's trying to kill him, too.
Doesn't help in the slightest.
This is the last game that I don't think you guys, first of all, I know you haven't played, and then also I don't think you'd get it unless you spend points. So pay for it as you will. You don't have to spend points. I'm just saying, I don't think you're going to get it otherwise.
I'll go for the first word.
First word. Okay. All right. I mean, technically, I got to be technical here. So this is technically the first word of the game. So there you go.
Cake.
Noah?
I think it's Paperboy Ink or something like that.
Paperboy Ink is not the name of the game. Paperboy is.
Oh, well. I know Paperboy is a game. I just think it was like Paperboy Black and White or something.
No, I'm telling you that there's only one game called Paperboy, and there's nothing after it.
Oh, so Paperboy.
Great. Thanks. John?
So I'm guessing the first word was paper.
Well, no, because this is the first word of the game, and Paperboy is all one word, so he got that.
I'm gonna go with Super Smash Brothers.
There you go. Smash Brothers is correct. No, it's not.
Let's go.
So Paperboy is correct. Like I said, that's not a game I think either of you played, so I knew that it was gonna be interesting. But Noah did get it right because that's the word he got was Paperboy. So there you go. So Noah's up to 150. So there you go. We only have a couple left here. So game 23. Guy thinks he's just delivering some package and inadvertently becomes a suicide bomber, but he doesn't die. Instead, he gains some powers.
Cake.
John?
Infamous. One.
The first one?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I don't think it matters what the hell I say now, because...
It might matter.
It might.
You go Super Smash Bros. I hear that's a good one to get.
I was gonna say there is an Infamous 2.
It's.
I'm gonna go with Infamous 2.
Infamous 1 is correct. But to be fair, Noah, you were ahead, so he only caught up to you basically.
Yeah.
So you're both at 150. There's only two questions left, so this will matter. Game 24. Power washer tasked to remove graffiti.
Cake.
Noah said it first.
I feel like
Power Wash Simulator.
No, John, John. If you think that's the thing, then go ahead. What's your answer, John?
Well, I thought it was Power Wash Simulator.
Alright, well, you're wrong. Noah, go ahead.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You asked for this, John. You asked for it. Power Wash Simulator is actually wrong, so let me read it to you again. Power Washer tasked to remove graffiti.
Oh. Okay.
John's crying over there. He's regretting his life decisions.
Maybe I shouldn't have been so lazy.
I think I answered, right?
No, because you totally answered how much I was gonna go with it.
John was salty because he thought that he said cake first, and so I was like, okay, John, go ahead. And he said power wash inlet. I said, nope, wrong. So I'm giving you a chance to say something different because you can't say power wash because John said it.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Now that I think about it, I have an idea. That's not what I guessed.
I don't know if Noah's played this game, but it's I would say, you know. It's definitely not Power Wash Simulator, I can tell you that.
Thank you.
If you don't know, I just picked something. Just throw a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Dead Rising.
Okay. John, I am curious as to what would your answer be now?
Yeah, it would have been Super Mario Sunshine.
That is correct, but you don't get points for it, but that is correct. Super Mario Sunshine was the right answer. Because he's attached to graffiti. So when I read that, when it said Power Wash attached to remove graffiti, I'm like, oh, that's going to stump someone. Because someone's going to think it's Power Wash Simulator. And it's not. It does fit for Power Wash Simulator, but that's not the game.
Well, at least no digging. That's all that matters.
I mean, who's winning? I think you're both tied. Oh, yeah, you're both tied. So someone needs to get this right. This is
the tie break.
Game 25. This is the last question. A Bible story, but with a lot more fetuses.
Cake.
Oh,
John. And it is Binding of Isaac.
Okay.
Only no one agrees.
I actually don't know what this could be.
A Bible story, but with a lot more fetuses.
There are fetuses involved.
Yeah, don't forget the fetuses.
Yeah.
Can't forget that part.
Are we seeing fetus or penis?
Fetuses, as in childs.
Children.
Oh, okay.
I dare you to go with Smash Brothers.
It actually is Smash Brothers.
That'd be so funny.
Well, now I feel bad too. I'm kidding.
Well, no, honestly, I don't know if it matters. So you might just want to say Smash Brothers anyway.
Oh, Smash Brothers.
All right, Smash Brothers is correct. No, you've done it. You've won the game. No, I got to be fair. Binding of Isaac is correct, and I didn't know if anyone was getting it, because I literally have never played the game, and I don't, like, the description was so funny, I'm like, that has to be the last one, so.
Yeah.
That means John walks away with 165 in his bank account, and Noah only lost by 15, he only lost by one question, so there you go. John, do you have a winner's speech?
I want to thank Until Dawn and Suicide Brothers.
Yeah, it was just used Until Dawn 3 fucking times.
You know what?
Well, one time it was like
one time I was right.
Literally, he already knew he was wrong with phasmophobia. Like, he couldn't say phasmophobia, so.
Yeah. But, these are actually a lot of fun, and if we reverse back to the season finale when I said this was one of my favorites, I feel like that's accurate, because I do really enjoy this type of game, and I definitely remember saying that now that you had brought up the game.
Yeah, I think at the last segment, I asked you guys what was your favorite game show, Noah said the Dirty Minds one, and then you said this one, name that game.
Right. So yeah, I would say this is a good episode, and Noah lost, which is always fun.
All right, Noah, do you ever lose a speech to refute that?
This was actually very fun. Mind it much? Apparently.
Noah's coming out here, and it doesn't want him to have a loser speech.
yeah, this was very fun. Apparently, Chip's just quicker. Fun, but you know, things happen. Okay, Super Smash Bros.
Well, I think, like John said, we have to thank the Academy as well as Super Smash Brothers for your excellence. Well, there you guys go. So that's gonna do it for Name That Game Season 2. Season 3 will come out in a year, so don't worry. Gotta keep up the trend of having Name That Game every once a season. But John was the winner, so there you go. But that's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope the conversation made you laugh along the way. And you can find me over on YouTube at Flabbergasted Gaming. I'm actually currently uploading again, so go check out the current stuff we're doing over there. I'm going to be going on vacation soon, so you're going to be getting a bunch of pre-recorded stuff, but we're still uploading over there, so check it out. You can find John at two places, at Jeebens Feebens on Twitch, as well as on YouTube. He streams on Twitch and uploads some of his stuff to YouTube whenever he does that. So go check out all the stuff that he's got going on over there. Noah, do you have anything you want me to promote?
Man.
All right, Noah's boring as usual, so that's going to do it. So check out the Patreon, of course. We have different stuff with Patreon. We have the tiers as well as the extended cut episodes. The tiers have all different sort of benefits, like a lot of it's behind-the-scenes stuff, so if you want to get an inside look at how we run this podcast, or if you're crazy and want to be on the podcast, the highest tier will allow you to do that. Or if you want to be, if you hate subscriptions like I do and you want to just have some extra content without having to have a reoccurring subscription, head on over to the store on our Patreon that has extended cut episodes where we basically have like 30 to 40 minutes of us just goofing around. There's no like loser speech. There's no point system. There's a host, but they don't even really matter in that instance. It's just all about the topic and we're just having fun. And a lot of the topics revolve around stuff we can't really fit into an hour long episode. So like Kiss, Marry, Kill is a good example. That'd get really boring after a while. So yeah, just keep that in mind. So go check out the store that's over there. And that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Thank you, John.